This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 5. Empowered to be Christ's witnesses. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Here, Jesus tells his followers that his purpose in sending the Holy Spirit is to empower them to be his witnesses. They are to bring the good news of his coming kingdom to the ends of the earth. Jesus' witnesses testify to what they have seen, learned, and experienced, describing how the Lord has worked in their life and in this world. In the book of Acts, as we read about the spread of the good news, we observe Jesus' followers giving testimony about how they have experienced God working through healings, answers to prayer, transformed hearts, and changed lives. As Jesus' followers, we grow in Christ by the work of the Spirit in our lives, and we become good news people. The message of God's work in our lives and the Bible's message about God's grace in Christ become powerful aids in our witness to others. People are drawn to stories about personal experience. Sharing our stories can break down barriers and build bridges to help others know the Lord. In what ways are you experiencing God's work in your life? And how will you share that with others? Ask God's Spirit to reveal how He is working in you and to help you see what He's calling you to do. We all need the Spirit to work powerfully in us as His witnesses. Pray with me. Spirit of God, work in us to shape us into the image of Christ. Guide us to share with others how you are working in our lives. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.